Good morning. Today's reading comes from John 1, 26 through 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are the highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and we call of the Son Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, since I'm a virgin. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who said to be unable to conceive is now in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your words be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Friends, let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Friends, we made it. Today is the fourth Sunday in Advent. It is the last Sunday before Christmas. To help us in our transition to Christmas, we have this familiar story of what's called the Annunciation, where God sends the angel Gabriel to a virgin named Mary. Gabriel tells Mary, "The Lord is with you. You have found favor with God. You are to conceive a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High, and his kingdom will have no end." At first, Mary is confused. "How can this be?" Mary asks Gabriel, "for I am a virgin." Not to mention a virgin who is pledged to be married. "Don't worry," says Gabriel. "You will conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit, because no word from God will ever fail." Mary then responds in humble obedience, "I am the Lord's servant. Let God's will be done." In Luke's account of Jesus' conception, this word begins with a word of assurance and comfort. These words invite Mary to go and do the unusual and the bold, because nothing will be impossible with God. Mary steps out in faith and allows God's will to be done through her. In Luke's gospel, and also throughout Christian history, Mary is the ideal follower of Jesus, the person who all people, men and women alike, should seek to emulate, especially if they wish to follow her son. Mary's story encourages all of us to reflect on what God is asking us to do, and then to take one tiny step in the direction of that calling. As I read through this familiar text this year, I found my attention resting not so much on Mary, but on the angel Gabriel. What role does he play in preparing God's people for Jesus' arrival? I think that Gabriel comes to Mary as what I like to call a holy interrupter, as someone sent from God to shift the entire course of Mary's life. Mary thought that her life was heading in one direction. She was going to marry Joseph and begin a new life with him. But at this very moment, all of that is up in the air as Joseph decides whether or not to go through with their marriage now that Mary is pregnant. I think this illustrates that for Mary, as for all of us, following God comes at a cost. But as I read through the text again, I came to realize that I think we actually need these holy interruptions as we seek to follow Jesus in our daily lives. These interruptions shake us out of our complacency. They clarify who we are, but they also clarify what God is asking of us in key moments of our lives. They present us with opportunities to grow in our dependence on Jesus. Without these holy interruptions, we live in danger of living our lives on autopilot, unsure of who Jesus is or why Jesus matters. Or worse, we can go through life with this false sense that we are in control, not God. I received one such holy interruption on the fourth Sunday in Advent, 2 years ago. Charlie Windich was one of those congregants who seemed to hold the saints of Mount Nebo together with a whole lot of Jesus and even more duct tape. A retired electrician, he had personally rewired every electrical panel in the church at least twice. A few years before I started, when the church installed a sound system in the sanctuary, he personally climbed through the beams in our attic to install the speakers. Whenever there was a problem with the boiler, a toilet, or the hot water tank, I was to call Charlie. Now, Charlie was 85 years old when I became the pastor at Mount Nebo, and 87 when his lung cancer returned with a vengeance. By December of 2018, he was receiving hospice care at home. He wasn't really able to attend worship very regularly. But through it all, Charlie remained in good spirits. In fact, a few weeks before Christmas, I heard a knock on my door, and it was Charlie. He swung in and sat himself across from me in my desk. He said, "Pastor, I would like to ask a favor of you." I said, "Sure, Charlie, what's up?" "Well, my doctor said I can come to church on Sunday if I behave myself. Would it be okay with you if I shared my testimony in worship?" To this day, the testimony that Charlie shared on that Sunday was more effective than any sermon I've ever preached at bearing witness to the power of God to transform someone's life. Charlie spoke about a work accident that should have killed him. And he promised God that if God saved him, he would dedicate his life to sharing the good news of Jesus with others. What could have left him bitter and angry with God set him on a path to loving and serving others in the name of Jesus. He ended his testimony by leading the congregation in a rousing a cappella rendition of Away in a Manger. I think of Charlie every Advent, but particularly on the fourth Sunday. I think of how lucky I am to have known him, how lucky that he chose to spend the time he had left on this earth, teaching me how to love God and love God's people. Charlie taught me how to commit myself to a church community and to love God's people in all of their messy imperfections. Because of this holy interruption in Charlie's life touched mine, which motivates me to pass on the love of Jesus to others. Friends, if you haven't guessed already, the theme of this final Sunday in Advent is love. And our text encourages us to look at the holy interruptions in our lives and discern how these interruptions may be opportunities to love others better. To get you started, I want you to imagine a moment in your life where you thought your life was headed in one direction, only to have something happen, some holy interruption that changed your best laid plans. A moment where you learned if you trust in the promises of God or not. How did this holy interruption change your story? How might you use your story to draw someone you know into the story? The story we've been preparing ourselves for these last four Sundays. The story of God loving us so much that God sent God's only Son to become man and dwell among us, so that God could relate to God's people in new and intimate ways. God's love for us, this love that comes together in the person of Jesus, this is the reason that the church gathers her people together for worship. I know in my own life, I've only been able to trust in the promises of God by reminding myself how much God loves me, even when I can't see it. Even when I'm not sure if God knows what's going on, I have to remind myself that God is with me and God loves me. I think this is why Gabriel begins his conversation with Mary with these words of assurance. Because when we're about to embark on the big and scary things, we can only do it if we know we aren't going alone. We need to know that the same God who led the Israelites out of Egypt, who rescued Jonah from the belly of a whale, who sent kings and judges and apostles and martyrs, this is the God who loves us so much that he sent his only Son to become man and dwell among us. Because of God's love for us, we can step out in faith and meet the holy interruptions in our midst. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.